to TTM Cast, the podcast for the TTM autograph collector, sponsored by sportscardforum.com, the ultimate in sports card trading and discussion. And now, here's our host, Jeff Baker.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Season 1, Episode 28 of TTM Cast, the podcast for the TTM autograph collector. My name is Jeff Baker, and I'm your host. And hopefully you liked our new announcer that we've added to the program. We've got some exciting things happening with the podcast. We have a brand new cross-promotional sponsor with sportscardforum.com, and we will talk about that a little later. We have a great interview coming up with Mike Jocelyn, who is the president of Sure Shot Promotions, and Mike and Sure Shot is promoting the upcoming Greater Boston Sports Collectors show in Wilmington, Massachusetts on November 1st through the 3rd, and he has all sorts of autograph guests attending the show. I think over 50, and you learn about how you can get some of these autographs through the mail if you can't make it to Wilmington in a couple weeks. And hopefully you enjoy our talk with the biggest sports card show and autograph promoter in New England, Mr. Mike Jocelyn. So with that said, we are TTM Cast, the podcast for autographed collectors, TTM in person, as well as all the collectible stuff. We've been on the air since January. We are on our 28th episode. You can find us all over the place in terms of Spotify, on Podbean, on Google Listen, on iTunes, on Stitcher. We are on TuneIn. All you have to, you can listen to our podcast on Alexa devices. All you have to do is tell Alexa, play TTM podcast, and you can hear our show. All our shows are on the Alexa device. We are on Twitter at CastTTM, on Instagram at TTMCast, and we are on email. You can reach us at Yahoo on TTMcast@yahoo.com, and we have a website, www.ttmcast.com. So we are all over the place. Exciting things happening with the podcast. We have all sorts of great interviews that I've recorded coming up, including one with a former NFL Pro Bowl quarterback, and we're going to be going to the Wilmington show in a couple weeks, and hopefully we can corral in some former athletes for future podcast. There's all sorts of stuff going on. Now let's go right into Baker's Dozen, what's happening in our industry. As I said, one of the exciting things happening is we have a new cross-promotional agreement with sportscardforum.com. We have a forum, a TTM Cast forum, now on sportscardforum.com. Hopefully you're using sportscardforum as one of your sources for TTM addresses. They're a great site, and I recommend you checking it out. We will have the president of sportscardforum.com next week, and on the show we'll do a full show around sports card forum, and he'll be joining us occasionally to talk about what's happening on the site, and we will be promoting his site on my site, and as well as he's going to be promoting TTM Cast on the sports card forum site. So hopefully that we will increase our listenership and get us more access to different guests, and we look forward to working with the folks at sportscardforum.com. More on that next week. Our next show will be on October. Will be next week, actually, October 27th. And as I said, Scott Kowalski, the president from sportscardforum.com, will be joining us. The following week, we have a former NFL Pro Bowl quarterback joining us. And then after that, we have another fellow collector. So we have a bunch of stuff online, and hopefully you keep tuning in. A couple things that are happening in the industry, in the hobby. Harvey Mulesman, who is from Sports Addresses, sportsaddresslist.com, that's his email, that's his website, www.sportsaddresslist.com. Harvey's been doing sports addresses lists for over 25 years. I've actually purchased a couple of his lists, his football list and his hockey list. He's got his 2020 sports address list, including his coming out in January or early January, I believe. And he's got 7 different lists available: the baseball address list, the football address list, the hockey address list, basketball address list, golf address list, minor league baseball player address list, and men and women of distinction address list. Harvey's lists are fantastic. They're complete. They're up to date. He always puts out updates of the list periodically, I think on a monthly basis through email. He's been doing it for a long time, so I recommend checking out Harvey's list at sportsaddresslist.com. Very affordable, and it's a great resource. Saves you from trying to find lists sometimes, and it gives you indication of who's charging and who signs, and it's a great resource. So I recommend reaching out to Harvey at sportsaddresslist.com. Sports Collectors Digest had a couple of great articles. Dave Stregg is the new editor, and he's doing a great job, and hopefully we'll have Dave on the program shortly. But Ross Foreman did a great article on signatures for soldiers with Tim Viriglio. Sorry, Tim. A great feature on signatures for soldiers, so I recommend checking that out. And Greg Bates did a fantastic article on Steve Hart and the baseball card exchange, and how the baseball card exchange came about in terms of authenticating unopened boxes and unopened packs. So that was an interesting article on Sports Collectors Digest. I suggest you check that out. And lastly, I just saw the Topps 2019 Topps update came out on Wednesday. I have not gotten a box yet, or a PAX, but the 2019 Topps update series is out, and check that out. So those are always good cards to send out for autographs. Nothing to add to our why does Peyton Archie Manning hate me list. Most of the guys have been coming through. I've got a couple guys sitting out there, I guess. Shane Bieber I sent out a while ago, and it looks like he's not signing anymore. Most of the guys have been coming back pretty good, so no one to add to the list. So we'll still call it the Why Does Archie Manning Hate Me list, even though Archie did come through with signing a card a couple weeks ago. But we'll keep the name until I come up with a different name. And now on to our Vern Rapp Minute. This is dedicated to Mr. Vern Rapp, who passed away a while ago. I had sent a card out to him to get signed, and didn't realize he had passed away. So I do this list as a service to my fellow collectors, to let them know who passed away, so they don't they're embarrassed by sending out autograph requests. We lost a few people this week. We lost former Orioles catcher Andy Etchebarren. He actually played for the Orioles and the Angels late in his career, and he passed away. Jose Hernandez, who cut the last out in the 1971 World Series for the Pittsburgh Pirates, passed away last week. A couple of celebrities passed away. Bill Macy, who played Maude's husband Walter on the Maude Show back in the 70s, passed away. He was 97. Comedian Rip Taylor, who was in on the Gong Show and all sorts of shows in the 70s and 80s, passed away. Ginger Baker, who was the drummer for Cream, passed away. And Karen Pendleton, who was one of the original Musketeers, passed away. So condolences to all of these people that we lost, and sorry for goes out and to their families. In terms of returns, we have had a bunch of returns in the last 2 weeks. I've been trying to send out 8 to 10 a week, and returns keep coming in. So let's go through the returns. Most of these are two to three weeks, unless I note. So I got a Topps Heritage this year, 2019 Topps Heritage of Mitch Garber from the Minnesota Twins. Came back in, I don't know, 2 months. That was 2 or 3 months. That took a little while because I think I sent it out at the beginning of August, and I just got it back the other day. So, nice addition to the collection. John Halama, who was a pitcher for the Seattle Mariners. I got a 1993 Tops of John Halama. That one took a couple months. I was surprised of the delay on that one, but it was nice enough to return to me. So I got a nice John Halama from the Seattle Mariners. I got a couple of Greg Harris from the Boston Red Sox on a 1990 and 1992 Tops, and those only took a couple weeks to come back. I got two 2015 Johnny Gomes from the Boston Red Sox on very nice returns sent to the team. Those only took a couple weeks, so thank you, Johnny. Love those. The one World Series card and one regular card, and very pleased to add that to my collection. I got some hockey cards. I just started sending out hockey cards again. I'm a big hockey fan. So I got Jim Schoenfeld from the Buffalo Sabres, and he was a coach for the Boston Bruins. I got him on a 79-80 Topps card and on a 77-78 Topps card. And that took less than 2 weeks. I got Dan Bouchard, who was a goalie for the Atlanta Flames, on a 79-80 and a 77-78 Topps card. Those took less than 2 weeks. And I got Dennis Herron, who was a goalie for the Pittsburgh Penguins, on a 79 Topps card. That one was personalized, but it was nice. I love getting hockey cards back. And lastly, I got Kevin Stevens from the Pittsburgh Penguins, all-star forward for the Pittsburgh Penguins. He signed a 1992 Topps hockey card. It's a highlight card. I sent it out to him a long time ago, probably a year ago. So fantastic. Glad to get Kevin Stevens back. I was a big fan of his. He actually played for the Pittsburgh Penguins and finished up his career with the Boston Bruins. So I got a couple cards for my 1978 top set. I got Roy Howell from the Toronto Blue Jays. This was the second time I had sent to Roy Howell, and I got him back. And I got rookie card of Wayne Cage, who was it's a first baseman card that he's with Ted Cox, Pat Putnam, and Dave Revering. And I got Wayne Cage signed. I'm going to send it out to Ted Cox to get it signed for my 1978 set. So two cards of those. Those were just a couple weeks on both of those. I just got back yesterday Kent Benson from the Detroit Pistons. He also played for the Indiana team, the perfect 1979 Indiana team that went perfect season. He played for them, and he also played for the Detroit Pistons. And I got him on two of the 1980-81 Topps cards. If you remember, these were the try cards, so each guy had two different cards. One card Ken Benson is with Caldwell Jones and Artis Gilmore slam dunk star card, and another one he's with John Shoemake and Paul Westphal. So I got Mr. Benson to sign that both those cards, and those were returned in less than 2 weeks. And I got a couple cards for my 1992 game day set. Back, I got Joe Kelly, who played for the New York Jets, who's a linebacker, and Jeff George, who was quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts. I got both those for my 1992 game day set, and those came back in, again, less than 2 weeks. And Jeff George also signed a 1991 Pro Set card. So I got a lot of great returns this week. In addition, I also got an 8x10 from Jennifer Tilly. I sent out an email. Always nice to just send out an email and get a return. No stamps needed, and no pictures. She sent back a nice 8x10 autographed. And I also picked up a nice Sparky Lyle card at one of the local stores of the mall. Sparky Lyle picture at the local store. It's certified. It's an old Red Sox shot of him. Happy to add that to my collection. So that's it for the returns. As I said, I got a lot of cards out. I've been sending out 8 to 10 a week, so the returns are coming in. It's actually nice. I've been getting one or two a day. Sometimes it's nice to get just one or two a day, as opposed to having six or seven and then not getting any for 3 or 4 days. So catching up on my returns posted on Instagram. I was busy this past week and with work and meetings, so I posted 3 last night. I'm going to start, I'll post the rest in the next couple days, and I should be caught up on my returns on Instagram. And now for our last segment, we have an interview with Mike Jocelyn from Sure Shot Promotions. Hopefully you enjoy it. I recommend checking out his website, sureshotpromotions.com. There's an upcoming show in Wilmington, Massachusetts on November 1st through the 30th. He has all sorts of autographed guests. We talk all about that, talk about some of his favorite athletes that he deals with, and you can learn how you can send in your items to get signed at the show. So hopefully you enjoy our interview.
This week's interview is brought to you by SportsCardForum.com, the ultimate in sports card trading and discussion.
We're going to switch gears now. We're going to talk a little in person. Autograph collecting. We have Mike Jocelyn, the president and founder of Sure Shot Promotions, and Mike is promoting the largest sports collectors show in New England that will be at the Shriners Auditorium in Wilmington, Massachusetts on November 1st through the 13th, and he has all sorts of guests attending, and you'll learn how you can get their autographs through the mail if you're not a local, or when they're going to be at the show. So, Mike, welcome to the program.
Hi, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
Well, as I said in our little intro, Mike, I'm very excited to talk to you. I've been to the Shriners Auditorium, I think, almost every show since they started 34 years ago. And how did you get involved in promoting autograph shows and dealing with celebrities and sports figures?
Well, going back to the show real quick, I've always been a collector, and I've been going to the show for a long time. And in 2007, the club reached out to me and asked me if I'd be interested in bringing autograph guests to the show. And, you know, being a long time guest of the show or patron of the show, I was pretty excited about the opportunity because I knew what a great show it was and what a reputation it had. So I started bringing the autograph guests in 2007, and I'm still bringing them, obviously. But about 2015, the guys who owned the show reached out to me and said, "Hey, you know, Mike, we're going to be selling the show. You know, we created this show when we were all a lot younger, and it's become a labor of love the last few years. But, you know, we're getting older, and it's getting harder to do it. And, you know, we think we're going to sell the show. We want to give you a heads up that whoever buys it, you know, may have their own autograph guest or their own autograph company." So at that point, I entered into conversations with them about buying the show from them. And, you know, it took us probably 6 to 8 months, and we agreed on a deal and a price. And, you know, I promised them at the time that I would keep the name of the show, and even more importantly to them and to me, that I would keep the overall feel of the show. You know, it's even though it's one of the biggest shows in the country and the biggest show in New England, it's got a kind of, you know, kind of a hometown feel to it, where, you know, we're not, you know, we're not doing it, you know, we're squeezing people in, squeezing people out. We, you know, we make sure that there's plenty of space for the patrons between the aisles, even though the show sells out as far as the dealer end of it, and we've got a wait list. You know, we could probably cram more tables in there, but we try to make it comfortable for our dealer friends and also our collector friends. And then we do the same thing. You know, we appreciate the dealers who have made the show, so we provide them a buffet dinner Friday night when the show closes, and it kind of enhances that feeling that the dealers are wanted, because as great an autograph lineup as we have, and we've got an unbelievable lineup again this year, at the end of the day, it's still as much a collector-driven show as it is an autograph-driven show. So, you know, we're excited about the autograph guests, and we've gone from 8 to 10 guests a year to, I think we had 50 last year with all the Red Sox World Series champs coming in, and I up to 44 guests this year. But we try to make sure that it's something for everybody who's a sports fan in New England, whether you collect cards or bobbleheads or magazines and periodicals or autographs. There's really something there for everybody.
You've done a great job keeping the feel of the show. I didn't realize that you had purchased the show, so I commend you on that. And the autograph guests are fantastic. Yeah, I'm going to give you a name, and I don't know if you remember him, but do you know a guy named Bill Carvello, who was?
Yeah, when I started working with the show, Bill was the president.
Yep. So Bill, I'll tell you a little story. Bill had a card store in Reading, Massachusetts.
Yep.
And when I must have been like 11 or 12 years old. My parents used to take us up there like once a week, and I became friendly with Bill. And I used to give me cases of cards to open, like in the 80, 81, 82, and I saw. Hand sort sets for him, hand collate sets for him, and he would pay me in baseball cards because I didn't want money. I was just going, okay, I want a rookie Yaz, or I want a 61 Yaz, or I'd grab a couple vintage cards from him, and I did it for like 4 or 5 years, but he was a great guy.
Yeah, that's a great story. Bill was one of the original members of the club, and he was a president when he unfortunately passed. And I don't know if you knew it, but his son Steve continued working with us up until this year, and he also just passed this past.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I didn't know Steve, but I knew Bill as a little kid. I was a youngster.
Yeah,
he was always very kind to me, and he was. Here's Jeff and his brother, my brother. He's a couple years younger with me. He's like, I got a couple cases if you guys want to make some sets. And we this is like in 81 when Flair, the Flair came out with their new cards, and Donruss came out with their new cards.
That's
and
right, yeah.
We were just so happy to just open packs after packs after pack and hand collate sets. So we had a great time doing that.
That's a good story. Bill was a big part of the show for a long time, and like I mentioned, we kind of kept it as a family type show, and Bill's son continued to work, and Warren Saxon, who was a member of the club up until they sold, he works the show with me. His daughter works. Steve, who was a member of the club, runs the dealer area for me. And then the other four remaining board members all still set up at the show. Peter D'Amico and Roger Morrison, Jim Gebo.
Yeah. Well, I know I see the same faces every year. So
yeah. Well, it's crazy. I mean, like I mentioned, I don't want to say we've outgrown the venue, but all the dealers come back because it's always a successful, well-attended show. And if anything, the dealers are saying, hey, next year I want a third table, I want a fourth table, I want a second table. And then the people, because a lot of these dealers do shows around the country, they're telling them, hey, you need to come to Boston. That's one of the best shows in the country. So it's a situation where everybody re-ups, and then, people are looking for secondary tables, and then there's new people trying to get in. And, we've got a pretty substantial wait list to get in, and it's a good problem to have, but the collector in me hates to turn anybody away because, I want the hobby to grow, and in some areas it's not growing. So it's an interesting problem to have that we really can't facilitate or accommodate everybody that we need to that weekend. But like I said, it's a good problem to have, and it means the hobby at least in November is doing well, which is pretty good.
Well, we're speaking with Mike Jocelyn. Mike is president, founder and president of Sure Shot Promotions, and we're talking about the Greater Boston Sports Collectors Convention, which has been going on for 34 years. It's at the Shriners Auditorium in Wilmington, which is Wilmington, Massachusetts, which is right off of 93. If you've never been there, it's about, 15, 20 minutes from Boston, you would think, Mike?
Yeah, I'd say probably 20 minutes from Boston.
20 minutes from Boston. And Mike promotes the show in terms of bringing in all sorts of autograph collectors. It's a 3-day show. It's Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday. So it's a big show. As you said, it's been going on for 34 years now. Mike, before we start talking about all the autograph guests that you have there, do you have any funny, interesting stories? Because you've been dealing with celebrities and sports celebrities, trying to line them up for the shows. Do you have any interesting or funny stories about trying to corral somebody or or somebody had to an interesting or funny thing happen to them at the show that you could pass along?
I don't know anything happened at the show. I mean, certainly the, you know, we've worked with a lot of players and a lot of different personalities, of course. One of my favorite players of all time is Jonathan Papelbon, and he agreed just today to come to the show in November, and we're extremely excited about that. I mean, Papelbon had, he was just, he was, my feeling is he was Gronk before, you know, Gronk was Gronk as far as being a, you know, extremely talented player who everybody loved and was fun and, you know, life of the party. And, you know, Jonathan, we had the exclusive with Jonathan from his rookie year right up until he left via free agency to go with the Phillies. And certainly there were, you know, a lot of ones hurt when he left. Mine as much as anybody's. But he, you know, between the, you know, the getting on the cover of the Sports Illustrated and getting the last out of the World Series and, you know, the ALCS celebration with him, you know, doing the Irish dance and smoking the cigar, and he was just a fun guy, and he was a photo op waiting to happen all the time. He, having the exclusive with him for 6 years, you know, we got to know his family, and a lot of people know his twin younger brothers both got drafted, one with the Red Sox, one with the Cubs, and we did a lot of work with him and with his brothers and with his family. And And, you know, he just got close to my sons, who were at the time, you know, 10 and 12, you know, probably, and in Little League. And, you know, now they're both playing college baseball, so they're excited to see him. And you know, that Jonathan used to work with them, and one of them had surgery when he was 12. And Jonathan, you know, checked in on him personally to see how he was doing. And a lot of the stories, you know, you hear about guys, you don't get to hear the nice things they do. And Jonathan, you know, he took a shine to the kids and made sure that they were doing the things they should be doing to improve themselves as players. And you know, he was a good guy to us.
And, that's cool. I love to hear those kind of stories.
Yeah, he was. Probably another story which he'll probably be mad at me for sharing, but. But when he was at the height of his popularity, he boy, I'm really going against what he asked me to do, but I'm going to do it just because I think people need to hear the kind of guy he is. But he reached out to me one year and he said, "Hey, you know, my brothers got drafted. Can we do a show with them?" And I said, "You know, I said, Jonathan, you know, they were you know, ones with the Cubs, and he's in the, I think he was in A ball, and the other one was playing at Lowell." In A ball, I said, there's not, you know, there's really not a lot of demand for players at that level. You know, when they get higher, you know, I'd love to have the Papelbon brothers all together and, you know, materialize it. But at this point, there's really, you know, looking at it from a business standpoint, there's really no opportunity for them to come here and sell tickets to make it worth their while and make it worth, you know, our while. And he said, "Well, I tell you what, Mike." He said, "Take $10,000 off my appearance. Give them each five, and don't ever tell them."
That's,
you know,
cool.
And he was legit. I mean, he you know, again, this was probably 12 years ago, so maybe I won't get in too much trouble sharing it. But you know, that was the kind of guy and the kind of brother he was. He wanted to take care of his brothers, and he didn't want to tell them that Jesus. You know, you haven't reached the status where you can get a paid appearance or anything yet. But he took care of him, and it was the type of guy he was, and it was pretty unselfish and pretty, you know, class act. You know, as far as I was concerned.
Yeah, that's right. That's cool. Now, I know you've aligned yourself with a lot of great New England, Boston, you know, players, ex and current. You also have all sorts of celebrities that come to the show. Is there anyone that that's in your wish list? A Larry Bird, or even just somebody that you were a fan of growing up that you might haven't been able to nail down yet.
Well, yeah, Larry Bird and Bobby Orr would definitely be my first two, and we have made crazy, crazy offers, and but not one of them. Larry Bird just flat out refuses to do it. You know, we work with them twice a year. You know, we do private signings. We send somebody out there and they get the item signed. They bring them back and he authenticates them with his own Larry Bird Hall of Foil so that people know that they're good. But man, I just think he would be such a big, draw. And then Bobby Orr is the same way. Now, Bobby Orr did do a public signing last year up in Canada. So, you know, maybe there's a crack in that no that we get every year. But I think either one of those guys is just such Boston legends and, you know, they don't do very much ever. Those would be the top two guys on my list, I guess.
Now, do you have somebody that you were a fan of growing up that you got a chance to meet? You know, that's one of the fun things about doing the podcast to me is anytime I get to talk to her.
Well, you know, people are going to laugh because I've met some of the best names in sports. I mean, Joe Montana last year, that was awesome. And I met Tom Brady, and, you know, that was awesome. But we didn't have him signing. But probably the most wide-eyed I've been was a few years ago, we did a reunion of the 67 Red Sox. And that to me was huge because, you know, I'm 59, and in 67, I was 7 years old. It was the first year I played baseball and first year I really watched baseball. And that team was just so exciting with the, you know, the Impossible Dream and the Cardiac Kids and, you know, Tony C, you know, with his injuries and Yaz having the once in a lifetime season. I just, you know, it sucked me in and it hasn't given me back yet, but you know, getting the chance to see, you know, all those guys, you know, we have Mike Andrews and Reggie Smith and Jim Lomborg and Rico Petrocelli and Tottable and Santiago and Lee Stang. And I mean, it was, I think we had 18 of the 25 guys in that weekend. And it was just, you know, it was just, like I said, phenomenal because those are my original, you know, baseball heroes of that group of guys. And they were just such normal, you know, people. There was, you know, there was no air about any of them. There was good give and take and good conversations and stories. And it was, it's probably, you know, been my favorite show just because from a personal standpoint, certainly other people have sold more and been more profitable with being a fan first. You know, just seeing all those guys, you know, and remembering, you know, being a little kid and watching the Twins game that when they finally won it and the celebration, and it was just pretty cool.
Yeah, kind of just being a fly on the wall when they're going back and forth, and they're all of a sudden they're 25 years old, and you know, they're not old men anymore. They're just giving each other the business, which must be kind of cool.
Yeah. No, it was definitely a good day for me. And then probably the second one would be we had the 10-year reunion of the 2014 that finally broke the curse. And we had, I think we had like 18 or 20 of those guys in too. And that was pretty nice to have them all together. At this point, the only one on the team we haven't had at one show or another is Manny Ramirez. So he's the one guy that I would definitely like to get if we had the opportunity, because I could complete a lot of my 2014 again from the self.
Speaking like
standpoint.
A true collector, I love to hear that.
Yeah, it's funny. A lot of times I'm looking at people saying, "Why are you bringing him in?" I'm like, "Oh, because I need him on my Sports Illustrated, or I need him on." And people shake their heads. It's like, but
well,
it's,
I'm collecting the 1978 Topps baseball set and the 1992 Game Day set. So this weekend I'm going to get a few of the harder guys that don't sign through the mail or I haven't had a chance to get at a show. So you're going to fill some needs for me this weekend, and I appreciate that one.
Who's in the group?
Well, I need from Andre Tippett, Roman Pfeiffer, I'm going to get, and Lawrence Taylor, who I'm very excited to see, and Thurman Thomas. So Rod Carew I need for my 78 baseball set.
Okay.
I have a few of the guys, but I think that's about it on the list so far.
I got one order today, and you know, some of these guys, if they sell 50 tickets, it's a good day. So today I got one order for 23 Dave Moreheads.
Wow.
He needs them on every card, and he had. I think it was 12 or 13 Billy Roars. So I was like, those are great numbers to see. And they're inexpensive guys, $20 or something. But again, those are two guys from the 67 team too, that I brought in. And a lot of people said, "Oh, you're crazy." But I'm hoping that we get a good turnout or a good mail order. So that's worth it for the players and worth it for us as well. But, I think there's a lot more people working on getting cards autographed than he used to. I know the old days that people would not want to get cards autographed, but I know the mail-ins we're doing now, we're getting more and more requests for autographs on cards, which I think is great.
Well, why don't you tell people about your website and how they can mail stuff in, because, you know, we don't have all local listeners, and I'm sure there's people that want to partake, and we know the deadlines they have coming up, and then we can just run down the list, you know, by day, if that's okay with you.
Well, absolutely. If they go to sureshotpromotions.com, that's S-U-R-E, shot, S-H-O-T, promotions.com, click on events and tickets. Well, actually, if you go right to the homepage for the mail-in folks, right on the homepage there's a red line about half, maybe a paragraph down that says, click here for mail order information, and then it'll give you all the information. We try to make it as easy as you can because, you know, sometimes we'll get mail orders and it'll just be a ball in a box, and, you know, we won't know who it's for or who it's from or if it's inscriptions, and, you know, it's hard. So we try to make it as dummy-proof as we can because we're dumb. You know, we want to make sure that we're getting the autograph, you know, on it, where you want it, what it says, the location, the color. So it's kind of like an outline to help folks with the mail orders to, you know, just go through the checklist. And that way, you know, we'll be able to get it done, you know, the way you want it. And then, you know, we offer folks the opportunity to provide self-addressed stamped envelopes or return shipping. Or if they want us to ship it, we'll ship everything priority. And it gives the priority rates if you want us to, if you don't want to provide shipping. But it's, you know, like I said, the worst thing is getting somebody's, you know, piece that they're working on and there's not a location where they want the autograph, because, you know, I know I'm fussy, you know, and you know, if I'm working on a project, there may be, I mean, maybe the offensive guys are on one side or the higher profile guys are on the top, or, you know, our goal is obviously to handle your piece and get it processed exactly how you want it so that you're happy and you'll come back and maybe tell some friends and it'll work out good for everybody. But that's the mail order process is available right on the website. And certainly if anybody that doesn't have a website or can't find it, they're welcome to shoot me an email or give me a call directly. And I answer all my own phone calls. I'm not a big business by any stretch. All the emails come to me and all the phone calls come to me. And then, you know, I'd be happy to help anybody looking to improve or add to their collection.
Yeah, I mean, Mike is at Sure Shot Promotions. He is on Facebook. They have a great Facebook page and a fantastic website. And as he said, if you can run, we're going to run down and hit the list of autograph guests. And it's a very long list, and it's a very illustrious list, both of Boston sports players, athletes, current players, as well as retired players. There's some celebrities in here. There's people that are Hall of Famers. There's kind of regular guys as well. So Mike is not going to bust your budget. There's guys for $10 and there's guys for, you know, $100 or whatever dollars. But it's, you know, it's an experience if you get to the show, because you get to meet the person, which is always great. Most of these guys will shake your hand. They'll talk to you. They'll take a picture with you. They'll, as Mike said, you can tell them where you want your piece signed. It's great to have a moment or two with one of your heroes. I met Jim Rice and Dwight Evans and Fred Lynn a couple years ago, and I was thrilled. I had a picture that I had gotten. I had all three of them sign it, and Mike actually had a special on that one. So he always has specials go on. You want to talk about some of the guests and the specials that you got going on?
Yeah, right now we're at 44, but I think we added a few more today. I mean, just today we added to Friday night a couple of Patriot World champs, Super Bowl champs. We added Ted Karras and J.C. Jackson to Friday. We've already got Bobby Hull and Rich Gedman coming in, so you've got a couple of Super Bowl champs and NHL Hall of Famer and a local Red Sox favorite too.
What's the hours for Friday night?
The show Friday runs 12 to 7. The autograph guests are they're all signed in between 4:30 and 6:30 because we need to be out with the autograph area by 7. Okay. So we try to get the guests a little bit later, before it closes, but a little bit later so people get a chance to get there after school or after work. And again, we'll take mail orders on all of those guys. So that's it for Friday. Saturday, we've got a great lineup. We try to mix it up amongst all four sports and current players and former players. It's a little bit harder for us this year with the Patriots being away on Sunday night, so we could only do Patriots on Friday night. But the Celtics and the Bruins schedule worked with us a little bit, so we've got some of the best names on those teams. I mean, Kemba Walker, we've got coming on Saturday. He's a new free agent signing, and there's a lot of excitement around him. And then we've got Gordon Hayward, who's by all accounts now finally recovered from his horrific injury and looking to have a revert to his old status as one of the elite players in the game, we're hoping. And then as far as the Bruins, we just added Sean Corrali today, who's a pretty energetic young player who seems to be a fan favorite. And then we've got Bergeron and Marchand, who are probably the top two names on the team coming.
And on Sunday.
On Sunday. And then we've got Brett Ritchie, who's the new right winger that came over this year from Dallas, who is supposed to be a physical, big right wing who is should fit in pretty well in Boston with what the fans like in the game that we play.
Okay, well, I have the list in front of me, so why don't I run down the list so everyone knows who will be at the show. We're talking about we're talking with Mike Jocelyn. Mike is founder and president of Sure Shot Promotions, and he is promoting the Greater Boston Sports Collectors Sports Card and Memorabilia Show, which will be at the Shriners Auditorium on November 1st through the 3rd in Wilmington, Massachusetts. If you can't make it to the show, go to SureShotPromotions.com on the web, and he's on Facebook at Sure Shot Promotions, and you can find out a list of all the players, how much they are, how much is for inscriptions, and you can mail stuff to Mike, and him and his team will get it signed for you. There's authentication that he can offer as well. So let's run down the list quickly. On Friday, as he said, he has a couple of Patriots and also Bobby Hull and Rich Gedman. On Saturday, he's got Carlton Fisk, Hall of Fame catcher for the Red Sox, Steve Garvey, Frank Viola, Clay Harbor. I'm not familiar with Clay Harbor.
Clay Harbor actually was on the TV show The Bachelorette.
Okay, that's why I don't know.
Last summer, he was on Bachelor in Paradise. He was one of the mainstays on the Bachelor in Paradise show this summer. And the local twist is he actually played. He's a former professional football player who had a cup of coffee with the Patriots in one of their Super Bowl seasons. So we've got some great pictures of him from the Bachelor part of his life and also from the Patriots football side of his life. So he's kind of a twofer guest. So the Bachelor fans should like him and the Patriot fans should like him.
There's not too many names that I don't recognize, and I didn't recognize him. But we have NHL Hall of Famers Ray Bourque and Phil Esposito, probably 2 and 3 in terms of the best Bruins of all time, with Bobby Orr being number one in my mind. And Johnny Busick's going to be there. He's right up there. And Rich Camarillo, who was a punter for the New England Patriots, Curt Schilling from the Red Sox, Hall of Famer Jim Rice from the Red Sox, Rod Carew, Hall of Famer from the Minnesota Twins and California Angels, Thurman Thomas, running back from the Buffalo Bills, Eric Estrada from Chips, for all you 80s and 70s and 80s TV fans, he will be there. Fred Marion from the Patriots, he was a pretty good safety in the 80s and 90s. Lee Smith, who got elected to the Hall of Fame this year, a relief pitcher. Doug Roberts, Adam Oates from the Bruins, a lot of great Bruins. Ty Law, another new Hall of Famer from the Patriots. Gordon Hayward, as you said earlier, and Kemba Walker, two of probably the best Boston Celtics. Chris Chelios, who was the NHL. Is he in the Hall of Fame yet? If not, he should.
Not yet, no. But he was a three-time Norris winner, and I think the Hall of Fame is in his future for sure.
Yeah, I think so too. Bobby Hull will be there from the Golden Jet, from the Winnipeg Jets, and the Chicago Blackhawks will be there on Saturday. So that's just Saturday, and I'm almost out of breath. Sunday, it keeps on going. It gets even better. Patrice Bergeron and Brad Marchand from the Boston Bruins, two of probably the best players on the team now. Ken Hodge, who formed a great line from the Boston Bruins with Phil Esposito and Wayne Cashman. So Ken Hodge will be there. Dave Moorhead, who had the distinction of being the last Red Sox pitcher to pitch a no-hitter for a long time before we got a few recently. But Dave Moorhead pitched a no-hitter in 65, I think.
I think you're right, yeah.
And Billy Rohr, who came on the scene in 1967 as a rookie and helped the Red Sox win the pennant in 1967.
Yeah, came within one pitch of a no-hitter.
No-hitter. And he was only, 19 or something, or 20.
What was his really major league debut. Imagine throwing a no-hitter against the Yankees as a teenager, major league debut.
Yeah, in Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
And then Andre Tippett from the New England Patriots, a great Patriot in the 80s into the early 90s. Greg Robinson Randall from the New England Patriots. Roman Pfeiffer, who was a Super Bowl champion with the New England Patriots, linebacker. Don Marcotte, who played on the Stanley Cup winning teams of the Bruins in the 70s. Brett Ritchie from the Bruins. LT, Lawrence Taylor, and Mark Bavaro. We get a couple of Giants. We do have Giants fans up here in New England, and two of the best Giants, Lawrence Taylor, who I don't think makes too many appearances, and Mark Bavaro, who's a local kid. He went to St. John's at Danvers High, right? North Shore kid. He will be here. Ryan LePet, who from the New England Patriots. Butch Goring, who was coach for the Bruins and starred for the LA Kings back in the 70s and I think in the early 80s as well.
Yeah, four times Stanley Cup champ of the Islanders.
Yep. And Bob Lilly, who was a Hall of Famer from the Dallas Cowboys. And last but not least, this is just at the show, is NHL Hall of Famer Marcel Dion, who played for the LA Kings, and I think he played for the Montreal Canadiens as well. And he played for the Rangers as well.
Yeah,
right?
He played for the Rangers and the Red Wings also. Yeah.
Yeah, so what a lineup. It must just the one question I have to ask you, do you sleep at all the night before the show?
No, pretty much the week before the show, we don't sleep.
I know. I'd be so nervous, like, organizing this thing and making sure all the pieces are in place. And, you're to coordinate five friends to go out to the movies is impossible. And you're doing this with 50, celebrities and Hall of Famers and star athletes. So,
You'll laugh at this. I spent Sunday just ordering Sharpies because you need Sharpies, you need thick and you need thin. You need paint pens, thick and thin. You need ballpoint pens for the baseballs. And then for the cards, we usually do a Statler pen, which is a nice. I spent $1,000 Sunday on just writing utensils for the show because we've got six autograph stations, so you need at least one of everything at autograph stations, and then we've got a back room for our stuff, and then upstairs we've got four or five companies that have, they're bringing their players in for the show. So it's, my wife almost shot me when she saw me putting the orders through. And I'm going back and forth trying to, get the right price. And, it's like, but just on writing utensils, we spent almost $1,000 this weekend. But that's the kind of detail. I mean, today we went through all the tickets because there's 47 guests, but they've got, regular, premium, inscription, photo ops. So out of those 40-something guests, there's probably four different types of tickets, and they all have to be different colors so that they don't get mixed and matched. And it's just incredible the amount of time and detail that goes to make it, come off. And tomorrow's job, I'm ordering all the raw goods, all the baseballs, all the hockey pucks, all the rigids, all the cases, all the, all of that. So I try to, knock out one part of the show every day and and don't look back. But
Yeah, and you guys have the highest quality of photos. You always have awesome photos, 8x10s or even 16x20s, and there's all sorts of kind of cool things. So if you are going to the show, you know, you can bring your own stuff to sign, or there's plenty of items to purchase that are, you know, top quality.
Yeah, we do. We really spend a lot of time trying to find the right photos. Like, you know, Frank Viola obviously made a name for himself with the Twins. We want to make sure we have Twins photos. But then he also, you know, played with the Red Sox, and a lot of the fans are Red Sox fans. We want to make sure we've got good Red Sox photos. And, you know, and some of the guys like Billy Rohr and Dave Moorhead, you know, they didn't play outside of the 60s, and there just weren't a lot of photo options. So we're, you know, we're scouring everywhere to find photos that are decent quality that also show them in a, you know, in the teams or the plays or the games that you want to have them, you know, that you want to have them from, because, you know, certainly that makes part of the collecting experience too, is having a picture of that Dave Moorhead's no hitter, not just some random game he threw on a Wednesday afternoon or something, you know. So
right. Well, we're speaking with Mike Jocelyn. Mike is the president of Sure Shot Promotions, and he is promoter. We just ran down a list of all the athletes and celebrities. Eric Estrada is going to be there at the Greater Boston Sports Collectors Card and Memorabilia Show, which is at the Shriners Auditorium in Wilmington, Massachusetts, November 1st, which is a Friday, through the 3rd, which is a Sunday. There'll be autograph guests every day. Friday night, Saturday all day, Sunday all day. Go to this website, check out the website. If there's anything you're interested in, you can't make it to the show, you're out in Montana or California, don't fret. You can get one of these guys to sign. They can there's authentication. If you have something you want to send, he'll send it to Mike, and he'll get it signed where you want it. Just give him the instructions, as he said, and he'll take care of you. Mike, what's the deadline for people submitting stuff to the show?
We have advertised that the deadline is the Monday of the show, October 28th. But, you know, as long as we've got it before, cause we're going to head up there Wednesday the 30th. So as long as we had it by the 30th, we'd be happy to take care of it for you. After that, it'll get delivered here, and there won't be anybody here. So, you know, we won't be able to help you. But certainly we would encourage people to get it in by the 28th. But if something happens, we could still accommodate a day or two after that.
All right, Mike, I'm going to give you one more plug, because I didn't realize you did a lot of this. You all have a bunch of private signings. So you have a lot of private signings coming up for the month of October into November. And from Bob Uecker, Bob Cousy, who else did I see? There's all sorts of guys coming, right? ML Carr, Rocky Blyer from the Pittsburgh Steelers, and Teddy Bruschi and Stephon Gilmore. So, guys, check out Mike's site, Sure Shot Promotions. You know, it's not just this show. He has stuff going on all year. Do you, Mike, do any other shows, or is this primarily the show?
This is the only show of this magnitude that we do. We'll do other public appearances. You know, we've done some up at the new Apex in Marlboro, Mass. We've done some at some restaurants. And, you know, we'll do public signings throughout the course of the year as opportunities present themselves. But this is the only show with dealers and authenticators and graders and, you know, all the other. Actually, I didn't mention it, but we've got the World Series trophy coming on Sunday as well.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so we're trying to inspire more people to collect and to come out. And the other thing that seemed to become more and more is there's a lot of people who, you know, as the collecting population gets older, a lot of people are looking to sell collections too. So I tell them to come to the show, because, you know, when else are you going to get a chance to bring your items that you're looking to sell and, you know, have 100 people who want to buy it? I mean, if, you know, there's people who will come in with certain cards or autographic collections, and they'll go from table to table, and they'll, you know, they'll get the dealers to bid against themselves to get themselves the best deal. So you know, besides the people who are collecting and adding to the collections, there's also a great opportunity for people who are looking to you know, sell collections or parts of their collections and get top dollars for it.
Yeah, and I know PSA has been there in the past, and Beckett has been there in the past. Will they be
yep,
at the
yep. show PSA this year? Will be there. JSA will be there. Beckett's will be there. SCG will be there. So there'll be at least four quality authenticators and graders that'll be there as well.
Great. Now, I apologize. I kept you a little longer than we anticipated. But
no, it's all good, man. When you love the hobby like we do, that happens, I think.
Yeah, I get talking about this stuff, and I just keep on going. So I apologize for keeping this long. Is there anything that we didn't talk about that you want to cover before I let you go?
No, I think we've covered everything. And certainly if anybody has any questions about this show or, you know, about a show down the road or looking to purchase items or sell items, by all means, you know, reach out to me. You've got my email and the website. You know, as you can tell, I enjoy talking about the hobby, and I'd be more than happy to help you if I could.
Yep, to my listeners, I know we talk TTM a lot, and it's a TTM cast podcast, but you know, in person has its place in autograph collecting. I think it's gives you an opportunity to meet the player, which is always great. You get a picture with the player sometimes. You can talk to the player, hear a story or two. They most of these players love talking to their fans, and it's also you also know that the autograph you're getting in person is the real deal. And Mike's, you can get it authenticated right there. If you get it through the mail, you know you're getting a good autograph because Mike and his team takes care of you. So, Mike, I appreciate your time. I look forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks at the show. I won't be there on Friday, but I'll definitely be there on Saturday and Sunday, so I'll stop by and introduce myself.
Yeah, please do.
And again, thank you for your time.
Thank you for the opportunity to speak with you.
Well, that wraps up another edition of TTM Cast, the podcast for the TTM Autograph Collector. My name is Jeff Baker, and I'm your host. If you have any suggestions or feedback for the show, please email me at ttmcast@yahoo.com. I'd like to thank Mike Jocelyn for joining us today from Sure Shot Promotions. Remember, the Greater Boston Sport Collectors show is November 1st through the 3rd at Wilmington, Massachusetts. And if you need, you can't make the show and you'd like to get any of the autographs from any of his guests, please go to www.shoreshotpromotions.com and you can learn how to send in your stuff. Items to get autographed. Our next episode will be next week, next Sunday, October 27th will be posted. We will have Scott Kowalski from sportscardforum.com. And after that, we have a couple of exciting episodes coming up. So I want to thank you for joining us. And as always, wishing you many happy returns.